I'm not saying it was aliens. But it was aliens. Up next, we're going to cover, well, probably in two episodes, we'll be covering two of the more famous alien abduction cases. Now, I must warn you, if you are susceptible to nightmares, if you are particularly sensitive to alien abduction stories, you may not want to listen to this episode before you fall asleep. Or if you're easily triggered by things such as alien abductions, you may want to skip this episode. It's okay. You won't hurt my feelings. So buckle up, kiddos. It's another episode of Star Queen Paranormal. Sometimes things are a bit off. It's human nature to seek answers. But sometimes there are no answers. Star Queen Paranormal is here to help not make any progress on finding those answers. Stare deeply into the void and ask it, "Hey Void, why are you staring back?" Impress your friends at parties with your vast knowledge of controversial topics. The everyday that makes you say, "Hey." Star Queen Paranormal is here to keep that awe and mystery alive, to light the spark of curiosity, to delve a little deeper into the unseen. For the enthusiasts of the strange and extraordinary, align the stars with the bizarre. This is Star Queen Paranormal. Howdy, Stardusties. This is your captain speaking. The spoon in the effervescent cauldron of kooks. The key to the mysterious box covered in strange sigils. And that nagging voice that tells you to make sure you locked the door. I am the vampire hunter, Exe. And, as always, a quick disclaimer for my little Stardusties. The point of this podcast is not to convince anyone that any of this is real, as life requires a healthy dose of skepticism. Our goal is to present information for you to formulate your own opinions and ideas on some of the more curious subjects of our reality. Not to change your mind, but to broaden it. To present the idea. Man's mind, stretched to a new idea, never goes back to its original dimension. The idea quote was Oliver Wendell Holmes. Welcome, 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 my little Stardusties, to episode number 5. A little bit of aliens in my life. A little bit of cryptids by my side. A little bit of Bigfoot's all I need. A little bit of strange sounds, the cacophony. A little bit of cryptids just for fun. A little bit of Star Queen, I'm the one. We'll tell you about the scary so you'll know. I'm just kind of making this up as I go. Before anyone comes at me. Come at me, bro. Except don't. Don't do that. That's why I'm making this announcement. I am aware that sometimes I have a little bit of a lisp. Hasn't happened to me before, but all of a sudden I start recording a podcast and my S's are either exaggerated and they go or they sound like TH's. If you're cool with it, I'm cool with it, okay? Moving onward. Today's episode is going to be about alien abduction. And actually, I was going to do two cases, but I think Betty and Barney Hill could take, like, their own episode just by themselves. And Travis Walton deserved his own episode, too. So, while I know I am Star Queen Paranormal, and I know some of you are just itching to get to the ghosts and the cryptids and the missing 411s and the Hollow Earth and the Richard Byrd stories and the Battle of Los Angeles and Kenneth Arnold UFOs and the Washington merry-go-round and the sinkhole. Just whatever else you're just itching to hear. It's a lot. I believed that Betty and Barney Hill deserved its own episode. And as this idea was birthed from my love of Coast to Coast AM growing up with Art Bell and George Norrie, I believed that some extra attention and storytelling should be given to both of these stories. So this week and next week will be alien abduction stories. If you are triggered by alien abductions for any reason, because I know I am sometimes, please feel free to skip this week and next week. And not just because of aliens. I know some of us find the idea of being taken by anyone or anything is rather unsettling and uncomfortable. I know because I purposely avoid watching alien abduction stories and UFO stories before I fall asleep. Because I am riddled with anxiety. I'm not even saying that to be funny. Riddled with anxiety. Okay, well, maybe I'm not that bad, but sometimes I can be. And it is okay to know these things about yourself. It's okay to not be okay. And it's okay to have feelings. So if you are clicking out, or if you just want to stay for Terrible Tarot and the weird headline, I will give you another warning. It's terrible and tarot, but it's my show, you know. So this segment here is called Terrible Tarot. What makes it terrible? Well, I am not a identified psychic, although I play one on TV. Not really. I've got more of a face for radio. She's got beauty, she's got grace, she's got a radio type face. Okay, well that didn't work out the way I wanted it to. Anyway, this is Terrible Tarot. I read your tarot cards. It's a Rider-Waite deck. I am not good at reading the tarot card, which is kind of a lie for the show. You didn't hear that from me. Take what resonates, leave what doesn't. And if tarot makes you uncomfortable, go ahead and skip this segment. I don't want you getting in trouble with whatever your belief system is with my devil cards. We accept and love everyone's difference of opinions and beliefs around here. Anyway, I am shuffling. My goodness, not very well. Okay, so your first card is the Knight of Wands. You have the Ace of Cups and the Queen of Swords. For those of you who can't see, because there is no way for you to see, the Knight of Wands is a knight charging in, and he's got a colorful yellow tunic covered in lizards. He's got like a fiery, feathery headband thing, and he's holding up a wand. His horse is brown, and he's riding through the desert. The Ace of Cups, I think we got in the last episode. It's a hand outstretched with a cup that's got like a fountain of water overflowing into a pond. And the Queen of Swords, she is a elegant woman holding onto a sword. But she looks fair and just and rational. And your terrible interpretation of today's cards is you've got some feelings and some passionate ideas that you have within you. It's like welling up and you want it to charge forth. And you want to communicate these feelings to someone. You want to tell someone about these feelings. It might be a person, it might be a coworker, it might be like a job you're thinking of leaving. But the tarot is telling you to just be more careful with your emotions. Queen of Swords, she's a very logical woman. She's compassionate, but she's really logical, and she uses her logical side of the brain to make decisions. It's not that she has an understanding. It's that she's careful with the information that she releases to the world. So if you've got things you need to tell people, be logical and rational about it. And that was Terrible Tarot. In today's bizarre headline, I don't know how bizarre this actually is, but the week I'm recording this is the week of June 6th. And Stranger Things, the new season 4, just released not very long ago. And one of my very favorite songs by Kate Bush has been launched not only to the number one on iTunes, but also to, I think I saw somewhere it was number 8 on the Billboard Top 100. The song was released originally in 1985. And without spoiling too much from the show, they played the song in the show. That's about as much as I can tell you without spoiling anything. Actually, one of my kids is named after a character in that show. I'm not going to say which one. I prefer to keep that curiosity door locked. I'm telepathically responding to emails. do I want to increase the size of my... Oh my! I definitely have to respond to these off air. Be right back.
Hey! Welcome to Shamblefest!
I'm Jess.
I'm Amber. And we are your one-stop weekly shop for news shambles.
We're a weekly WTF and current events comedy podcast. We drop episodes every Monday morning. Tune in.
Shamble on!
If you are a listener who is very sensitive to the alien abduction idea, the idea of abductions in general, you're triggered in some way by today's topic, this is your warning to go ahead and skip this episode. You can listen to the first half of next week's episode, or you can skip until the week after that. We respect and love all kinds of people around here. We respect the fact that some of us are not emotionally capable of handling certain kinds of topics. So you've been warned. Okay. On to Betty and Barney Hill. It was a quiet night, September 19th, 1961. Betty, a social worker, and Barney, a World War II veteran and a post office employee, were coming home to Portsmouth from a trip they viewed as a delayed honeymoon in Niagara Falls. At around 10:30 p.m., just south of Lancaster, Betty and Barney recall seeing a bright light in a very desolate rural area. It was hovering in the sky. Betty, at first, brushed it off as a shooting star, and Barney brushed it off as either an airline or some kind of helicopter. But the idea of a shooting star or an aircraft soon changed when they realized the spacecraft was moving erratically back and forth across the sky in ways that most aircraft or shooting stars should not be able to move. They watched the light for quite a while, noticing that the light sort of toyed with them as it followed them. It would whip back and forth behind buildings and clouds, as though it were playing cat and mouse with them, or peekaboo. Until finally, the object floated just above the Hill's car. Betty and Barney stopped to take a better look at the object that was floating above their car. Armed with a pistol and his binoculars, Barney got out to get a closer look. Much to his surprise, it was a round, disc-like object. In a later interview, they would describe this strange disc that they saw as appearing large like an aircraft, but flat like a pancake. What Barney saw through his binoculars astounded him. In the windows of this rotating disc craft appeared several gray-clad humanoid creatures peering down at him. Barney got the overwhelming sensation that these people wanted to kidnap him. He grabbed Betty and they went back into the car. Betty and Barney watched in horror as they sped away from the disc-like craft. The next thing they know, they hear a series of strange sounds, humming and beeping, from what sounded like the back of their car. These unusual sounds made them drowsy, and the couple drifted off to slumber. The next thing they knew, they were 2 hours closer to their destination. Betty's dress was ripped, Barney's shoes were scuffed up, and both of their watches had inexplicably stopped working. The following weeks, Betty and Barney both became rife with anxiety. Betty was being kept awake at night with horrible nightmares, and Barney was so distressed he developed an ulcer. They sought the help of a psychiatrist, and the psychiatrist put them under hypnosis. Under hypnosis, they both recalled the UFO landing on their car as they were attempting to flee. And it's a little unclear, but there is an interview of Betty saying that the car had stalled out and that these creatures were blocking the car. Betty described these creatures as very human-like and that the only real difference between humans and them were that their eyes were wider spaced. Their nose was small, had a thin slit for a mouth, and no hair. These humanoids drag them up a ramp, and somewhere I saw that Barney guessed that's where his shoe scuffing had come from, because he had tried to drag his feet as he was being dragged up the ramp. They were both taken to different rooms and tested individually. When Barney recalls the abduction under hypnosis, his reaction is very, very traumatic, and he begins to scream and call out to his creator, and it's very, very emotional. Whereas Betty seemed rather calm when she remembered her abduction experience, but both of their experiences lined up, even though they said they were taken to separate medical-type rooms. They were both asked to climb up on a metal table and remove their clothing. They both recalled the creatures plucking their hair, nails, and skin. At one point during her hypnosis, Betty mentioned that she saw a needle that was meant to go into her abdomen, and the humanoids, the creatures, mentioned that this was to test her. It was a pregnancy test. But she mentioned to these abductors, that is going to hurt me. And they compromised and said, well, we'll adjust something so that it's less painful. These humanoid captors also showed her a star map and explained where they were from and their trade routes along the galaxy. Betty, after coming out of hypnosis, was able to redraw the star map from memory. And in her later interviews, she was asked if she had any knowledge of astronomy at the time, and she did not. But many UFO researchers believe that the star map she came up with was Zeta Reticuli, which is why this case is also referred to as the Zeta Reticuli incident. In a later interview, Betty recalled that 2 weeks after the incident, her and Barney had gone out to eat, and when they returned home, there was a pile of dried leaves on their kitchen table that wasn't there when they left. Well, she went to go clean the leaves, and underneath them were a pair of blue earrings that had gone missing the night of their abduction. Now, this was one of the first widely reported UFO abduction experiences in American history, anyway. Their story has been adapted into a film, The Interrupted Journey, from 1966. And in 2011, a historical marker was placed on the rural route in New Hampshire, where the abduction supposedly happened. So, Stardusties, what do you think happened? Do you or someone you love have an abduction story you want to share? Hey, guess what? I do too. And I'm going to be posting that on Patreon for the month of July, the July exclusive. So be sure to subscribe. Patreon only costs like $1 a month. And if you or someone you love has been afflicted with a story of the paranormal, or a glitch in the matrix story, or cryptid, missing 411. I want to hear it all. Write us at starqueenparanormal@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook at starqueenparanormal, and Instagram, where starqueenparanormal is all one word. Or toss a coin to your star queen at patreon.com/starqueenparanormal. Where for as little as $1, you can access exclusive content, like that alien abduction story I'm going to post, all while supporting a Star Queen in need. That's me! And so, Stardusties, always remember, you deserve to love yourselves. Broken parts, sad parts, happy parts, your light and your darkness. You deserve to love you. Always remember to be mightier than the monsters. Until next time, on to the next phase in life. May your path be paved in starlight. Continue existing as you would, my dudes.